where did your grandfather keep his animals?
He had a barn.
What was that like inside?
Well, it was a great big place, and there were stalls in it for the animals, and it had a sort of a floor kind of thing above that first floor where he stored food for them, like hay straw and that sort of thing.
Remember what he called that? Did he call that a loss too?
I believe it is.
Did you ever hear the expression a hay mow?
No.
No. Loss though. Okay. Now, did he have a building for where he kept for keeping grain?
Yes, he called that, I believe, a crib.
Okay. Now, was that just for corn or for other kinds? Did he raise any other kinds of grain?
I can't remember.
That's okay. This is just fine. I think you have a remarkable memory anyway.
I don't know, as I said, we were just kids back there and didn't pay too much attention.
Sure. When they bring the hay together. Did you ever see those things out in the country?
Oh, those hay stacks.
Yeah. And have you ever seen the smaller things? You know what they call those? Not quite as big, not as big as haystacks. They were smaller collections of stuff.
I don't remember having heard them called anything.
Okay. Do you remember, where were the hogs kept?
He had a pen for them, hog pen.
Okay, and was there a place outside there where the hogs could run around? And
yes, there was. Yes.
Remember what they called that?
No. It was a fenced in something.
Uh-huh. Well, would you call it more like a yard or a lot?
I call it a lot.
Okay. And the place where they graze?
Well, yes. That would be included in this lot, I would think.
Well, that was for the hogs. How were the cattle grazed?
There were fields, I mean, this farm was this high, and the cattle would graze in the fields.
He didn't have anything called or anything else, though, like a pasture?
Yes, he did call it pasture.
Right. And did he ever milk the cows outside in the summertime, do you remember?
Yes, he milked them outside.
Was there a special place where they did that?
Yes, I believe there was.
Did he have a name for that place?
No.
Okay.
No.
Like a milk gap or a
no.
Cupboard?
No.
And then, where did they keep, how did they keep their milk cold and their butter?
There was a spring on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they would pick that milk, put it in jars, and take it down to what they call the spring branch, and put it in there, and that's the way they kept it cold. They had a spring house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It built over.
Over. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then, now, the milk company here in Knoxville that delivers milk to it, what do you call that kind of a company?
Dairy company.
Yeah. Now, was there anything on your grandfather's farm that he called a dairy, if you remember?
No.
Okay. That's all the word dairy then means to you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you just think a little bit about some different kinds of fences?
Well, his fences were what they called rail fences.